Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Kicking off a new week and what promises to be an exciting week, because it is the week before Thanksgiving. So we'll have a lot to chat about. Affordability is on the menu. No pun intended. The president's going to be speaking about that a little bit later today. He's actually taking questions right now in the Oval Office. We're going to jump in just a second, because there are a lot of things that he's going to be asked about here, including the Epstein files. And, you know, there's this battle going on between him and Marjorie Taylor Greene, among other things, and what we can expect out of that. Also, a little bit closer to home in New Jersey, where Mikey Sherrill, the governor-elect of New Jersey, speaking on the Bulwark podcast, said she knew that she was going to win based on the rallies that she was having, just huge crowds at rallies. And she was saying that were happening in New Jersey. I didn't see those rallies. I don't know what she's talking about. But nevertheless, she seems like, oh, my God, how can anybody be surprised that this was not a done deal? And Bill Maher, over the weekend, savaging the socialists in the Democrat Party, which is good because his voice reaches a lot of people who are Democrats. I don't know how many of them are still Democrats. He's kind of taken a turn lately, but I've also been doing the same thing, as you know, savaging the socialists and this turn the Democrat Party has taken towards socialists and socialists in their ranks and how they've just become, you know, they played footsies with these people, and now these people are, in fact, very much the Democrat Party. So that's what's happening right now in the Democrat Party. As they're saying, Chuck Schumer's days are numbered. There's no way that Chuck is going to be able to survive this, and no way that Schumer is going to make this out alive. I mean, you know, politically speaking, alive anyway. And an explosive new report by Miranda Devine and Susan Crabtree on Thomas Crooks, the assassin in Butler, Pennsylvania, or the would-be assassin of the president, and the assassin of Corey Campatori. He did, in fact, have a digital footprint. He did, in fact, have a very large social media presence. So why have they been hiding this from all of us is the question. But let's jump into the White House. The president taking questions right now from the press corps as he makes an announcement regarding the World Cup in 2026. Let's take a listen.
two Super Bowls, right? That's okay, too. Any questions?
Yeah, Mr. President, can you just take us through this FIFA Pass idea that you guys are talking about here? How exactly is it going to work for ticket holders to this big event that the United States is hosting?
I'll let my guys do that because they can do it much better. And either one of you, Jim Nick, would you like to talk about it?
Sure. Well, Mr. President, without your leadership, this would not happen. And we came in 10 months. We have a system that's going to welcome the world. The greatest host in the history of the world is going to host the world here. Basically, this system allows folks with a FIFA ticket purchased through FIFA to go through the FIFA portal. That is then going to get prioritized with the State Department so that those appointments are going to be had before existing appointments, so that people, when they buy tickets, they have confidence that they're going to be able to come to the games and spend their money and travel this country and do all the things that they want to do and enjoy the game. So it's an incredible vision that the president executed here. Within 10 months, we started with really not that much. And so this whole team here, with the president's guidance, has made this possible. It's going to be the greatest games in the history of the world.
Okay, do you have that?
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Daniel, please. Daniel?
Mr. President, you were talking about the economic impact of this. Billions and billions of dollars. This builds on the framework and the groundwork that you built already up for a major year in 2026. Deregulation, energy independence, tax cuts, historic amounts of private sector investments. What do you envision for the 2026 economy when this event comes to town next year or two, on top of everything else?
Yeah, it's just a huge economic boon to this. You know, we had a little shutdown that was caused by the Democrats, and this will make up for it many times over, so that's good. But I think it's the importance of the event all over the world. The world is watching. And it really is. It's like having, you know, many Super Bowls, actually. Each game is almost a Super Bowl. Some of them are, I guess you could say, bigger than Super Bowls. I guess when you get to the finals, it's of that level or more.
Much more.
Worldwide, I think it's got to be more. So that's great. You know, when Johnny and I made the deal, I never thought I was going to be president because I was supposed to be retired by that time. And I got a little lucky. So I'm very honored to have it. And we have the Olympics coming, too. That'll be great. And the 250 is going to be right out on the lawn. You're going to have a UFC event with Dana White and his people. He's going to have the greatest card they've ever assembled. I was talking to Dana White the other day, and they're going to have the greatest card they've ever assembled, Johnny. So you'll be sitting up there with me, Darren. We'll be watching it. So right opposite the front door of the White House. That's going to be on June 14th. So it's really going to be an amazing period of time, but this is something very, very special. World Cup, all my life I've heard about it.
Yep. Mr. President, I have a question about Venezuela, but can I just first ask, the health of the president's always news. Your voice sounds a little rough. Are you feeling all right?
I feel great. I was shouting at people because they were stupid about something having to do with trade in a country, and I straightened it out. But I blew my stack at these people.
Well, it sounds like there's a follow-up there, but can I ask you about Venezuela? You suggested... It sounds like there's a follow-up there, but can I ask you about Venezuela?
I thought you said there was a polyp. And I said, I don't want to hear that.
You suggested you've made a decision about what you want to do next to Venezuela. I understand you don't want to tip your hand. But is there anything you're ready to rule out at this point? Are you ruling out U.S. troops on the ground?
No, I don't rule out that. I don't rule out anything. We just have to take care of Venezuela. They dumped hundreds of thousands of people into our country from prisons. Nobody knows better than this young lady right here. She's done an incredible job with Tom Holman and all of your people. Yeah. It's amazing. You know, we have a tight border right now. Nobody comes in. But we had millions of people pouring through. A year ago, we had millions of people pouring through our border. And many of them came from Venezuela, including Tren de Aragua, the gang. And I guess what I'm hearing, Christy, is that's as bad a gang as there is anywhere.
It's the worst. Absolutely, they are the worst.
I mean, they're worse than MS-13.
They're killers. They massacre people. They cut them up into pieces, and they bury them in their communities where they grew up. They're horrible people.
Now, we had a lot of them, and many of them, most of them, pretty soon most of them are going to be out. But they sentimentally, like we're a dumping ground, so I'm not in love with the people running Venezuela. I love Venezuela. I love the people of Venezuela. But what they've done to this country, and I really say this, what Biden and the Democrats have done to this country can never, ever be forgotten.
You suggested Maduro wants to talk. Are you prepared to speak with him directly? Would you you commit to doing that before you order strikes?
Yeah, I probably would talk to him. Yeah, I talk to everybody.
Mr. President, follow up on Garrett. Was that what you were referring to? Was that India?
Rebecca Zelka with Blaze News. So in a recent interview, you had made some remarks about H-1B visas. You said about H-1B visas. Yeah. You said that there were certain talents that Americans needed to outsource to foreign workers. Could you clarify?
They learned that, yeah. Like, for instance, if you're going to be making chips, we don't make chips too much here anymore, but we are going to be in a period of a year. We're going to have a big portion of the chip market. But we have to train our people how to make chips because we didn't do it. We used to do it, and then foolishly we lost that business to Taiwan. Very, very foolishly, because if they had a president that thought like I did, they would not have let that happen. But it's all coming back. I think we're going to have a... Within a few years, we're going, and not because of the CHIPS Act. The CHIPS Act was a disaster for this country. We gave away billions of dollars to other countries and other locations and companies. And all they did was rob our money. But because of tariffs, the chips are coming back. Chip makers are all coming back. And I think within a very short period of time, we're going to have maybe even the majority of the chip making in the world will be right in the United States, where it should have been all along. But because we had people that didn't believe in tariffs, they believed in them, but they didn't know how to use them. We would have had nobody leaving our country right now. And instead, you have almost 100% of the chips are made in Taiwan. It's so disgraceful. The good news is it's all coming back. Yeah,
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to just follow up on Venezuela. In these talks with Maduro, is there anything that he could say or do that would allow you to feel like he could stay with your support? Is there anything that he could say that you would be, okay, you can stay as leader?
It's hard to say that. You know, the question's a little bit tricky. I don't think it was meant to be tricky. It's just that, look, he's done tremendous damage to our country, primarily because of drugs, but really because we have that problem with other countries, too. But more than any other country, the release of prisoners into our country has been a disaster. He's emptied his jails. Others have done that also. He has not been good to the United States. So we'll see what happens. At a certain period of time, I'll be talking to him.
Mr. President, you mentioned your voice and you were shouting about trade. Which country in particular upset you with? India?
No, a country wanted to try and renegotiate the terms of their trade deal. And I wasn't happy about it.
But which country was it? People want to know.
Why would I say that to you? I can't believe it.
Mr. President, on the World Cup, if you would. Seattle and the World Cup. The new mayor-elect of Seattle is a Democratic Socialist. Seattle has six World Cup games. How close are you going to be watching that city with the crime in that city?
Well, if we think, and I'll have to speak to Johnny about this, but if we think that the mayor of L.A. is incompetent, everybody knows that. You know, that I was there, I guess, 2 years ago, and we got all the federal permits taken care of, far more complex than the state permits and the city permits. And Lee Zeldin, who's a superstar, got everything taken care of. The toughest part, you know, having to do with the fires, that should have never happened. If they let the water come in, it wouldn't have happened, right? Do you know that people aren't building their houses yet? I mean, can you imagine that? And if we didn't go in early on, Christy, I think we could say it. Well, the head of their police department said it. They were unable to handle. You would have had, not only did you have the fires, but you would have had total insurrection in Los Angeles. And if we didn't go in, and the head of, you know, the gentleman, he said it, and he said it strongly, he said we could not have done it without the federal government. We did a great job. If we think there's going to be a sign of any trouble, I would ask Johnny to move that to a different city. We have a lot of cities that would love to have it, number one, and we'll do it very safely. So if we think there's a problem in Seattle where you have a very, very liberal/communist mayor, I would say, you know, certainly beyond just liberal. I watched her over the weekend. Wow, that's another beauty we got there. But if we think there's going to be a problem, we'll... Johnny, can I say we will move? I don't think you're going to have this problem, but we're going to move the event to someplace where it's going to be appreciated and safe.
Yeah, well, I think safety and security is the number one priority. for a successful World Cup. We can see today that people have trust in the United States when we see at the tickets, ticket sales. We sold, I mean, record-breaking figures of tickets, almost 2 million already, sold out of 2 million that we have been selling. This is because people, they know that they will be coming here and they will experience a safe and secure World Cup. This is the responsibility, of course, of the government, of Secretary Norm, of everyone. And obviously, we will. I mean, we will discuss. We are working together. We have a task force for this, and we must ensure that all fans coming from abroad or being here, they can experience a celebration of coming together of the sport, and this goes only with 100% safety.
We are communicating with all these mayors about what their responsibilities are. They know the safety and security of these events is their number one responsibility, and we'll be there. The president's always there to keep Americans safe, but he also makes sure the people that know their responsibilities and that they're prepared to host these events and do so in a safe manner.
Is there a timeline,
There was some news this morning from an Axios report that Senator Ted Cruz was laying the groundwork for a potential 2028 presidential run. Could I get your reaction to, could you see yourself supporting Senator
Cruz? Well, he's a friend of mine. I mean, you know, I haven't spoken to him about it. It's a little early. It's 3 1/4 years. That's a long time. But he's a very good guy. He's a very good friend of mine. You remember we had quite a campaign against Ted. And it worked out quite nicely. Let's see, where are we? Over there. But I'm not that surprised to hear that.
Mr. President, on the tariff exemptions, you had some recently on a variety of different goods. I'm wondering, are you ruling out going forward no more exemptions on products? You're mentioning a disagreement.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in tariff money. We're going to be issuing dividends later on, somewhere prior to, you know, probably in the middle of next year, a little bit later than that, of thousands of dollars for individuals of moderate income, middle income. We're going to pay down debt. You know, we have a lot of money from tariffs. If we didn't have tariffs, this nation would be in serious trouble. And we've taken in tremendous amounts of money. And you know what's more important than that? We've protected our businesses from being raided like we did with the chip business. Now we're bringing them all back. But we had 100% of the chip industry. And then they left. They went mostly to Taiwan and South Korea, but mostly Taiwan. And they have almost 100%. And we're going to have, within a short period of time, a big percentage of the chip business are coming back because of tariffs, because they don't want to pay the tariffs, because the tariffs will be very steep if they don't come back. And they've committed to come back. As you probably heard, Apple is now up to $700 million. We have NVIDIA at $600 billion. We have tremendous amounts of money pouring in. Our country has become amazing again and really, really rich again. I will say this. We have a decision we're waiting for. It's a very big decision. The numbers that we've taken in, if you talk about investments, is trillions. Not with a B, not with an M, millions, but trillions of dollars. I can't imagine having to give that money back on something that we're allowed to do. And the ones that are fighting us are countries, largely. They're back in countries that have been ripping us off for years, using tariffs to rip us off. And now we're able to defend ourselves. It really is a matter of national security, because economic security is national security. So I think you're going to see another thing happening. I think you'll see food prices. They've come down very substantially since Biden. But I think you're going to see food prices coming down very substantially.
You're hosting Saudi Arabia. Are you planning to sell F-35s to Saudi Arabia?
No.
I mean, and also, are you looking at doing a similar security agreement like you did with Qatar?
Yeah, no, I am planning on doing that.
You're going to sell the F-35s?
They've got a great ally. They've got to like us very much. look at the Iran situation, what we did in terms of...
The president speaking in the Oval Office right now, taking questions from the press corps, Talk Radio 1210.
I will say that we will be doing that. We'll be selling F-35s.
Mr. President, something you posted on Truth Social last night. You urged House Republicans to vote in favor of this Epstein release bill they're going to vote on tomorrow. I just want to be super clear on your position. Do you want to see that pass the Senate? Would you sign that bill if it gets to your desk?
I do want to say, here's what I want. We have nothing to do with Epstein. The Democrats do. All of his friends were Democrats. You look at this Reid Hoffman, you look at Larry Summers, Bill Clinton, they went to his island all the time, and many others. They're all Democrats. All I want is I want for people to recognize the great job that I've done on pricing, on affordability, because we brought prices way down, but they're going way lower, on energy, on ending 8 wars and another one coming pretty soon, I believe. We've done a great job. And I hate to see that deflect from the great job we've done. So I'm all for it. You know, we've already given 50,000 pages. You do know that. Unfortunately, like with the Kennedy situation, with the Martin Luther King situation, not to put Jeffrey Epstein in the same category, but no matter what we give, it's never enough. You know, with Kennedy, we gave everything and it wasn't enough. With Martin Luther King, we gave everything and it's never enough. We've already given, I believe the number is 50,000 pages. 50,000 pages. And it's just a Russia hoax as it pertains to the Republicans. Now, I believe that many of the people that we, some of the people that we mentioned are being looked at very seriously for their relationship to Jeffrey Epstein. But they were with him all the time. I wasn't at all. And we'll see what happens. What I just don't want Epstein to do is detract from the great success of the Republican Party, including the fact that the Democrats are totally blamed for the shutdown. You know, they cost our country hundreds of billions of dollars with that and a lot of inconvenience. So I'm for any, I don't, they can do whatever they want.
You'd sign
we'll give them everything. Sure I would. Let the Senate look at it. Let anybody look at it. But don't talk about it too much, because honestly, I don't want to take it away from us. It's really a Democrat problem. The Democrats were Epstein's friends, all of them. And it's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. And I don't want to take it away from really the greatness of what the Republican Party has accomplished over the last period of time.
Yep. Mr. President, on affordability,
the shutdown is now over. Yeah. Administration officials had said when the shutdown ends, they'll reevaluate the farmer relief. Now we have the deal with China. So is the administration still looking to dish out farmer relief now that the government is
Yeah, we want to, I'm always going to help our farmers.
So are you still looking to do
relief? I would do that, yeah. If they need relief, we'll be there for them. We're going to always be for our farmers.
So what are you waiting
for? Yeah, please, in the back.
Mr. President, just speaking of the economic impacts of FIFA and possibly moving to another city, some games, if you feel there's crime, is there like a timeline that you would do that? Because these cities, there's sponsorships, there's economic impacts for these communities.
Sure.
Will you make this decision?
You know, the governors are going to have to behave. The mayors are going to have to behave. You know, in the case of California, you have a problem. You have high crime. Then you have a place that just suffered great fires and everything else, and they didn't do a very good job. And if we didn't go in from the crime standpoint, you would have had a disaster. It would have been, it was not going to be handled properly. It wasn't able to be. The head of the police said, without the federal government, they could not have done it. So here's the story. I love Los Angeles. If they want help during this, I would love to send in National Guard or whoever's necessary to help them. I want it to be great. I'd love it to be in Los Angeles. I love the place. It's a natural for Los Angeles. If we think there's going to be crime, if we are obstructed by the governor, and maybe he won't obstruct, maybe it'll be great, but I'd love him for him to call and say, you know, we'd like to have some extra help. Because if there's even a hint of a problem, we want to get in there before the problem occurs. We want to make it totally safe for Johnny and FIFA and all of the great people that are going to be there. And I think that's going to happen. I would be honored to help California if they're going to have a problem. And if they think they're going to have a problem, they should say so. We can be in there in 24 hours notice and do a great job.
But does that mean by the end of the first quarter?
Well, I think this, if they would tell us now, they're not going to have a problem. Because if we go in, they don't have a problem. Look at D.C. There's no crime in D.C. anymore. And D.C. was a mess. If they want us to go in, I'd like them to tell us right now. But if we go in, there will be no problem. There will be no crime.
What's the message then to, like, local businesses who are considering sponsoring the...
Tell your governor to ask for federal help. We'd love to help them.
Mr. President, are you also potentially launching strikes in Mexico or putting American troops or American personnel into Mexico to deal with...
Would I launch strikes in Mexico to stop drugs? It's okay with me. Whatever we have to do to stop drugs. Mexico is... Look, I looked at Mexico City over the weekend. There's some big problems over there. If we had to, would we do there what we've done to the waterways? You know, there's almost no drugs coming in through our waterways anymore. Isn't it down like 85%?
It is, sir. Absolutely.
I don't know who the 15% would be. It wouldn't be you.
No, that's for sure.
I think it's been...
Tons and tons.
You would say that's a big signal.
Absolutely.
We have almost no drugs coming into our country by the sea, by, you know, the waterways. And you know why, okay? I mean, it's pretty obvious. Would I do that on the land corridors? Look, every boat we knock out, we save 25,000 American lives, not to mention the destruction of families. These families are decimated forever. The mother, the father, the children, they never recover really from it. You know, when you lose somebody, like the way they live, any, if you lose them, but the way they die is horrible.
Is it something?
So when we knock out a boat and we save 25,000 lives, that's great. Now, do I feel the same way about the corridors that they use? We know every one of them. We have every one of those corridors under major surveillance. We have nobody coming in through our southern border. But we know exactly how they get their things here, how they get the drugs here, fentanyl, cocaine. Colombia has cocaine factories where they make cocaine. Would I knock out those factories? I would be proud to do it, personally. I didn't say I'm doing it, but I would be proud to do it because we're going to save millions of lives by doing it.
Would you only do it with Mexico's permission, though?
I wouldn't answer that question. I've been speaking to Mexico. They know how I stand. We're losing hundreds of thousands of people to drugs. So now we've stopped the waterways. But we know every route. We know every route. We know the addresses of every drug lord. We know their address. We know their front door. We know everything about every one of them. They're killing our people. That's like a war. Would I do it? I'd be proud to. I'd probably go into Congress and say, hey, and you know what? The Democrats and the Republicans would both agree, unless they're crazy. They are a little crazy on the Democrat side. But we have lost hundreds of thousands of people a year, death. And that's not talking about family destruction. It's talking about that. And much of it comes through Mexico. So let me just put it this way. I am not happy with Mexico, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you, President.
Okay, that's the president speaking in the Oval Office. A number of topics there he discussed. Venezuela, Epstein, affordability, and we will talk about all of that. Our buddy Susan Crabtree is going to join us at 4:30 on the Thomas Crook stuff. This comes off the heels of Miranda Devine writing a big piece in the New York Post that was published this morning, which I'll get into with you as well. Turns out this guy did have quite a bit of a digital footprint, even though we were told he was a ghost. But he was a ghost, but he wasn't always a ghost. And that's the key point. So there's a whistleblower who's come forward and showed this whole map of the Butler assassin Thomas Crook's digital life. And this guy was a furry. He was in a furries. So, you know what that means. I'll explain it. I'm not going to be happy about it. So I'd rather you just look it up yourself and figure it out. All right. Big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. Those year-end benefits of yours could be have dental, and they could you don't want to lose them. So check out Dr. Mike Veneria. Call his office. They can walk you through the whole process, get you a dental implant or any other complex dental procedure that may be covered by insurance. 856-786-2020. All right. Quick break. We'll come back. Busy show for you today on this Monday. Glad you're here.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So we'll be starting up a new week here, and it'll be a full week, and that's good. I'll be with you all week, including Friday, as of now anyway. And Wednesday, filling in for Jimmy Failla on his radio show, Fox Across America. So double duty. Now, next week, I'll be off, but still on. So complicated. I'll explain it, but as the show goes on. And then we're into Thanksgiving, and then, obviously, we're right into Christmas season. So Thanksgiving's a little late this year. A lot of people already started with the decorations. A little controversial. Not sure how I feel about that. We'll discuss. Now, you heard the president mention Epstein and how he has now said he wants the files to be released so that we can move past this. And good. I think that's the right move. I've been saying that. I've been consistently saying that. And I think that that is the way to go. Look, there's no doubt in my mind, if there was anything in there that could have implicated Donald Trump, they would have brought it out, because that's the nature of politics and the war that they were waging against this guy. There was no way they were going to leave anything on the table. Now, 2016 is a different story, because the woman that he was running against, married to a guy who we know was very close to Epstein, and that's Bill Clinton. So maybe in that election, they would have sat on it, because it would have implicated Bill. But there's no excuse for 2020 and 2024. If they had something there, it would have come out. I mean, they went after the guy for allegedly inflating the value of Mar-a-Lago. You don't think they would have gone after him for also Jeffrey Epstein and his association at Mar-a-Lago? Of course they would have. Now, there is a book writer who was on with Michael Smirkanish on CNN on Saturday who actually suggests that Trump could be a whistleblower who was the reason why Jeffrey Epstein was taken down in the first place. The obvious question then is, why hasn't he said anything about that? I have a theory on that, which I'll share with you as the show goes on today. And there's this battle that's going on right now between Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene and the president and Tom Massie over this issue. The reality is this. The votes are there in the House to release the Epstein files. Republicans don't want to be in the position to look like they're covering for Jeffrey Epstein. And I get it. I mean, Democrats had years to do this and they didn't. And I understand that. I get that. And this their outrage is, as usual, the Democrat performative outrage that we're so used to with these people. Their consistency is inconsistent, which is the only thing consistent about them. And they had 4 years of the Justice Department. They could have absolutely released these files. They didn't want to. This is all about just trying to, I agree, distract from everything. No question about it. Doesn't change the fact that there are a lot of people within the MAGA world who want the truth on Jeffrey Epstein to come out. All of it, including whether or not he was working for Israel or another foreign government. And I've said to you before, I've said this, the issue's not going away. You know, I don't know, maybe other talk show hosts out there kind of change their tune depending on what the president says. Now today they all have to act like they weren't saying don't release the files. But I've been consistent on this. I'm always consistent. You know that. I pride myself on my consistency. I've been saying release the Epstein files. There's no reason not to. There's nothing that's going to implicate the president, so there's nothing to hide from. But the perception that you're covering up for Epstein or his friends or your friends or another country is not a perception that is helpful in any way, shape, or form. So that's good. Release it, get it out there, and get it done. And that's what he was saying in the Oval Office earlier today. And he posted about it on Truth Social last night. And he also made some comments about it on Air Force One on Friday. So that's excellent. That's a good development. And we'll see what comes out. We'll see what's in there. We'll see what's redacted. And we'll see, you know, what is in there. And credit to a couple of CNN, I guess the CNN host, Kate Baldwin, I think her name is, who shut down that guy, Touré, who was suggesting that Trump could be a pedophile. It's a ridiculous allegation. It's a completely unacceptable allegation. And good for them for shutting that down, because it's just completely insane. The other revelation that's come out today is about Thomas Crooks. And he did have a big digital footprint. Miranda Devine wrote a big piece on this today. It was published in the New York Post about 6 o'clock this morning. So it wasn't in my hard copy edition that I get every day. But I did see it online. And I heard her talking with Sandra Smith and John Roberts earlier today on America Reports. And what she was saying is that at one point, Thomas Crooks was a Trump supporter. And then around the time of COVID, something changed. And he became rabidly anti-Trump. And was also suggesting that we should be using political terrorism, we should be killing politicians, was calling Trump stupid. I mean, saying all these things online, and yet allegedly was never flagged by the FBI, allegedly was never flagged by the Secret Service. I mean, come on. It just doesn't make a lot of sense here. We were also told by these people that the guy was a ghost. He was a ghost, but he wasn't always a ghost. He became a ghost at some point. But prior to that, he was very vocal on multiple social media platforms, saying hundreds and hundreds of comments that were just bat guana crazy. And he was a furry. He was into furries. That's people that have this fetish where they dress up like animals. And it's a weird, in my mind, furries are up there as probably the craziest. I don't know how you can get around that fact. Some dude who thinks dressing up as an animal. But anyway, he was also using they, them pronouns. And clearly the guy was off his rocker. But they knew about the guy. Yet they told us they didn't. They said, the FBI said, Christopher Wray said, and this deputy FBI director testified before Congress and said there was really no digital footprint of Thomas Crooks and the guy was a mystery. So we've been led to believe this entire time. It's not the case. It's not true. Why, though? That's the question. Why the lie? Why pretending as if the guy did not have a digital footprint? Was it because they wanted to just gloss over the fact that once again they didn't find somebody before they committed an act of violence? Because this is a pattern with them. We've got these people posting these things on social media and saying they're going to do these things. And we find out the FBI flagged them but didn't do anything. Is it just that? Is it just a CYA situation of the agency? Is it something more nefarious? Something deeper? I don't know. But these are the questions we have to get answers to. And the problem is that when you have lawmakers who are trying to get answers from this Department of Justice, led by Kash Patel, they have to get congressional subpoenas because they're not getting the cooperation from the Justice Department. That makes no sense. I don't understand that. They're not getting the cooperation from the United States Secret Service. That makes no sense. The president himself has said he wants answers on all this. Why are we not getting answers on who Thomas Crooks is, how he was able to get on that roof in Butler that day, and how it is the guy was never flagged beforehand? And until we get those answers, we need to keep asking. But that report that was released by Congress, which was in late 2024, was toothless. It was toothless and it was incomplete. And you had a lot of very frustrated lawmakers, including Congressman Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania. We talked to him after and he was left frustrated. And we've talked to Scott Perry about this and he's been frustrated. And obviously we'll talk to our friend Susan Crabtree about this, because in all of her reporting and talking to people at the Secret Service, they're frustrated by this. Hell, I don't understand this. I still to this day don't understand this. You know, the parallels between this guy and other assassins, and how it was all right there. And yet, with modern technology, how this guy was able to just go undetected and then get on a roof in Butler is the kind of thing that if you put it in a movie or put it in a book, it'd be rejected as being just too over the top and ridiculous. And somebody would say, come on, that could never happen. Stop. And don't insult our intelligence with this ridiculous plot line. That's what I would imagine they'd say, because it's that ridiculous. It's that over the top. But it happened. It really did. And we're still being lied to and covered up by the Department of Justice. Only our guys are in charge now. So what are they hiding? What are they hiding here? And it's like with Epstein, too, in the same sense of what are they really protecting about Epstein? It's not Trump. It's not anything with Donald Trump, because that would have come out. No doubt about that. I have 100% belief in that. In all my years of politics, I can say that with absolute certainty. So what is it? And the only other answer I keep coming up to with, it's not, yeah, I know there's rich and powerful people involved, but it's something even bigger than that. And it has to do with another country. It has to. And Marjorie Taylor Greene was asking that question on CNN. You know, is it Israel? Are we protecting Israel here? Is that what it is? Is it them? Or is it another government? And she's alluding to the fact that Epstein had all these connections with these powerful people within the Israeli government and the Mossad. Is that what this is about? I don't know. And I really hope that this battle between the two of them ends. Because this divide that's happening right now within the MAGA movement, whether it's between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Trump, or Trump and Massey, or it's Tucker, and it's this, you know, the Nick Fuentes thing, and Mark Levin, and this bad. I mean, the tearing apart is not good heading into midterm elections. That's for damn sure. But it also is not good for 2028, because I've told you before, Trump has this unique ability to keep this faction, maybe not the right word for it, but this group together. Once he's out of the picture, nobody else can. There is no other singular person who can do that. So whatever little battles are waging here, they're just going to erupt into all-out wars when Trump's no longer around. Because there's not a single person, not Rubio, not J.D. Vance, not Ted Cruz, nobody who has the ability to keep a coalition together like this. It's Donald Trump and only Donald Trump, and he's not going to run for a third term. And that's that. So what you're going to have in 2028 is probably, at this rate, an all-out civil war over the rightful heir to MAGA. And that could get very ugly and cause a lot of very hard feelings heading into a presidential election where you need to have everybody united. And if they're not united, well, then we're going to have a problem. We'll talk about that as well. So I got a ton of audio for you. That went a little long, but I'm glad we heard it, because it was very substantive, too. Even the president talking about Venezuela and what that means, too. As we're getting ready for the World Cup to come to America next year in 2026, which will be a big freaking deal. Let me tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. So American products are all the rage, and for the right reasons. You don't want to have to deal with tariffs. You don't have to deal with shipping delays. You also don't want the crap that's made in China. You want American made. That's where Emmons Roofing and Siding comes in, because they use American made products. Let's start with the roof. the Owens Corning shingle. Made in Kearney, New Jersey, beautiful American company, and Emmons is platinum contractor certified. What does that mean? That means you get a lifetime warranty on that roof, not just in the product, but also the workmanship. That's right, the workmanship as well. And Emmons is so, I mean, Owens Corning is so accurate about that, but they routinely will check on their platinum contractors to make sure that they're holding up to that standard, and Emmons always passes the test. Talk about doors, windows, siding, all of it made in America. From Pella, which makes their stuff, right in Ohio, handmade by the Amish. Anderson Windows, made right in our area. CertainTeed Siding, made right outside of Philly. These are the American products you can expect from the great local family-owned company of Emmons Roofing and Siding. And then there's the interior, too. Now, you know we're using them to remodel the kids' bathroom. And thank God, because that bathroom is such a freaking mess. The tub doesn't fill up right. It doesn't drain right. It's a train wreck. And it's pink. It's awful. It's just so ugly. So I can't wait for Emmons to start that project in January and then demo it and then put in a new modern bathroom for us. And I know they'll do a great job because they did that for us in our old house. And we were very happy with, most importantly, my wife was very happy with it because, you know, happy wife, happy life. So use Emmons for all of your home improvement projects, from that roof, which it's wintertime. So get that roof inspected. Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware. You get Anderson Windows, made in America. CertainTeed Siding, beautiful stuff from a great local team that I trust and have used in two different homes in the course of over a decade. EmmonsRoofing.com. Tell them I sent you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, and wait till you hear the governor-elect of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, who was saying that she knew she was going to win because of the crowd size. Josh Shapiro was posting over the weekend. I know, shocking that he was posting on social media. I know, we're all shocked by that. We're all shocked that he took the time out of his day to post on social media. But Shapiro is, he was at the Pitt game, and then he was at the Eagles game last night. He's everywhere. What can I tell you? He's everywhere as he runs. Why would he go to the Eagles game? Out of curiosity. And it wasn't I mean, Justin, correct me if I'm wrong. The Eagles did not play at home last night, did they?
They did.
Oh, they did. All right.
Oh, he was also there with Michigan governor.
That's what I was getting at. Why was she there if they weren't playing in Michigan?
I have absolutely no idea. Maybe they're trying to do some Democrat unity stuff.
Yeah, optics. That's what I was thinking. And that's another low-energy game.
Kevin Petullo is massive.
I know, he's your worst nightmare.
Team. It is a disgrace how we have such an elite defense, but the offense looks like a peewee. Looks like peewee football.
Peewee football, and the governor of Pennsylvania there with the governor of Michigan, who came in all the way from Michigan to watch the Lions lose to the Eagles. Now she wants to run for president. Josh Shapiro wants to run for president. Is there going to be a ticket? Huh?
Could be optics.
But dry run, a Shapiro-Whitmer ticket? Just saying. That's all I was thinking. That's all I could think of.
The Inquirer, I believe, had a headline 2028 preview on the gridiron with a photo of Gretchen Whitmer and Josh Shapiro standing together on the field.
See now? It was a home game for him, technically, but not a home game for her. But she was there. I'm just saying. You know. Just pointing that out. That will be because you got to win Michigan, you got to win Pennsylvania. Those are two must-win states. So, I see what's happening here. I'm no fool. I see what's happening. Even though I didn't know where the game was played last. I didn't watch the game last night. I'll be totally honest with you. It was too late. I was tired. I had to go to sleep. I don't like these 8:30 games. Too late. You know, all games should be at 1 p.m. or 4 p.m. That's my theory. Even on Monday night. I know you don't agree with that. Did you watch the game, Justin?
Sadly, I did. Yeah. I mean, Jalen Phillips looks like an absolute monster. I'm glad we stole him from the Dolphins.
Yeah.
It's the same thing we've been talking about for 2 weeks in a row. Defense looks elite. Offense, putrid beyond compare. It didn't help. There was like 30-degree wind gusts last night, so the passing offense couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
But still, the offense just looks...
Hey, my son won his soccer game yesterday. I'm just saying, won one of them anyway.
High-scoring affair, or was it a 1-0?
It was 3-0.
Ah, not bad.
1-1, lost one. But hey, listen, the point is this. I mean, he was able to win in the wind. So, I don't want that excuse. I'm not taking that excuse for my offensive team, for my Eagles, even though I didn't know where they were playing.
Big game this weekend against the Cowboys.
That's right.
World.
That's right. And then we got the Black Friday game, which I'm excited for. So I'm going. That's right.
Who are we playing?
The team that we're going to be... team.
Chicago Bears.
Right, Bears. I said Bears.
Yeah, I heard that.
The Bears. The Bears.
The Bears.
Ugh, just hideous to see those two, Shapiro and Whitmer, together. Ugh. Just hideous. I'm sorry, but... Shameless pandering. Shameless political pandering.
You think Shapiro's going to bring out Fatty Pritzker for that Black Friday game? Try out another 2028 ticket?
Oh, because he's the governor of Illinois and we're playing the Chicago Bears. How would you get his fat ass up into the stadium, though? That's the only problem. How would you do that? Is there some sort of a special crane you'd have to use for Pritzker?
Maybe that was in the budget that Shapiro signed last week.
That's true.
There's a special clause in there for funding for a crane just to get Pritzker into the stadium.
I think that's good. They might be widening the door. He can come out the tunnel, because that's pretty wide. Yeah.
Might be a bit of a squeeze, but we'll see what happens.
Might be a bit of a squeeze. All right, quick break, 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Susan Crabtree. Why are they still lying to us about the Butler assassin, Thomas Crooks? Let's get some answers. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.